Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 welcome to Real Talk, Real Plans with your girl Riri.
And Coco. Sorry.
I'm like, wait a minute, you're not here today?
Yes. Sorry, y'all. I'm here.
That's right.
I got sidetracked.
What you doing over there sidetracking already?
I know, it don't take me long, a little shiny squirrel. I am working on my personal HP Mini. I'm in love with this thing now since I got those James Agenda, what do you call them? Inserts and dashboards. So I'm real excited about that.
Okay. Have you been using it more? Nice.
I'll have to put my after the pin. I'll post that tonight. It's not a lot. I didn't do a lot last week, but at any rate, I used it. So that was good.
I did not even do much to show last week, actually. And it was so cute. But I journaled on each of the spreads, and I did like we talked about the Roy G. Biv. And
mm-hmm.
It's not quite, you know, it wasn't like date-wise. I just started with the first. So every day in June will have its own day. And I'm really kind of excited about that because it'll help me fill up my Astrology and chunk that mug up.
Oh, that'll be good. That'll be good.
Y'all love those chunky planners.
Yeah. So we entitled this week's episode, How is Your June Planning Going? Because we're mid-month now, just about anyway. And so it's really not just June. Like, we're half the year. We're halfway of the month. We're halfway of the year. So really look back to January and see what you've done, what you've gotten accomplished. Now is a good time to kind of see where you are as far as your goals, to kind of see how much cleaning you've been doing or not doing. Your self-care is very important. And just kind of see where you are and see what things you can improve upon or keep steady or stop doing, honestly, if it's something that you think is taking up a lot of your time. That's where my reflection was last week because I hadn't been using my planners the way that I wanted to or that I should be, or all the inserts that I just had to have in January or whenever, and I'm not even using them. You know, I needed the Afterpay stickers, the Afterpay or Klarna or ShopPay or all the little four pay and four systems. I needed all of those, and I don't even use them. But I want to.
No, ma'am, we can get off Afterpay, okay?
Well, yeah. No, I mean, well, it's going to be a minute, but just because, well, no, honestly, I think I've been doing really good. Look, now you sidetracked me again. But what I'm saying is, like, all of the trackers, you know, I have the water one, the walking one, the meditation, all of those, and I haven't been using them. So I've been looking back and trying to see, what do I want to do? What do I want to cut out? What is maybe giving me a little more anxiety than I need or should have or whatever? Just kind of want to see where, you know, what I need to be doing and what I need to fix mid-year now.
I think this is a really good time to also kind of check your system, right? Like,
yeah.
I have been committed and dedicated completely to, excuse me, y'all, I'm sorry, my Astrology for the whole, you know, for these 6 months. So I want to know if I want to get another Stalogy, keep using this Stalogy, you know, what I want to do. My friend came over and brought me this A5 that I asked her for a long time ago that she saw that was on sale. So she brought me that, and it gives me a little bit more variety for work with the bigger rings. So I think I'll start that at the beginning of the school year just to start fresh. But so far, I'm really still loving my Stalogy. I want something new just to have something new, and I know that's not a good reason. So I've been watching Scrapcraftastic. Shout out to Michelle. I've been watching, you know, I call her Crap, but I've been watching her to, you know, see how she makes her Stalogy her own each week. And so she's really given me, you know, some good ways to do like a week on two pages or, you know, different ways to set up a weekly setup so that you don't get so bored, which is the lovely part about the Stalogy. But I think for this month, since I'm doing all of June on a page, like each day on a page, and I'm journaling some, that'll just kind of give me a variety, right? Like I can journal with the prompts that I have as well as, you know, filling my shit for the day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's not much. So. I like that. And a little journaling is better than no journaling. And don't forget, you have a Stalogy and an Archer and Olive notebook and this and that, and you can do it too. Join me. I will post the prompts that we are using in, shout out to the Outlaws, that we are using in the Outlaws. And I think we start June 15th, if I'm not mistaken. So I'll post that if anybody cares to join us.
You sure it's not Monday? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Somebody just tell me when it starts.
Right. So I can make
you know.
It.
Yeah, so because here I am again. Something else that I need to do, but yeah. Case in point.
Yeah, I think it'll be nice.
Yeah, no, I think so.
So did you get any Happy Meal this week? I got some.
Happy Meal. No, I just ordered some, but I didn't get any.
Okay. Well, I'm going to know what you ordered. I bet I know what you ordered.
Yeah, of course.
Did Villa Beautiful just have a pen release?
They did. And I,
Okay, so how many you ordered?
I think it was 7, and I'll check to be sure. But what I will say is they were all on sale, all on the $7, well, I'll say on the 8 or whatever that the mystery pen was, because that was the most expensive pen that I bought. But a couple of them I think that I already have, and if I do, I'm going to use them as
Loves a good, well, not everybody, but most people love a good Villa Beautiful pen because most people really love gel ink pen. Off topic, but on the same topic, is there a really good ballpoint pen that people like?
I bought some. Let me see if these are ballpoint. I'm sorry.
Because I kind of like... let me just say, I really, really love my, everybody knows I love those Pentel pens, and they, I believe they are ballpoint pens, not gel ink. And I also really love.
Yeah, they are ballpoint.
Okay, so what kind of do you have?
I have the ones that you're talking about. I also have Uniball. I have so many different ballpoint pen. I have these, I don't know what the name of them, I don't even know if there is a name for them, but they come in different colors. I'm going to try to find it before we hang up. I'll try to find it in my Amazon before we hang up, before we get off the thing, because I want to be able to tell everybody. But, God, I can't think of the name of them.
Okay. Well, I have some good. So I know for the gel pen, I like Pilot G2s also. But Pilot just has some regular ballpoint pens. And so with Bic. Same with Bic. They have some thick ballpoint pens, and I love them. When I write on them, like in a regular composition notebook, I can feel the writing on the back of the page, and I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I know. Look, when you have a good pen, you know, it's something.
Yeah.
It's something to be noted. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love them. Oh, no, you know what? I just found them. They're not ballpoint. They're gel.
Oh.
Maybe that's what it is. All my pens are gel.
Ah. Found something else out, huh?
But besides the Pentel. And then I have these other ones. They're so cheap. I don't know what the name of them. I don't know what their name is either. I have one in my purse. Because I bought a box of them from Amazon. But, oh, my God, the way that they write. It's just like a thick pen with a ballpoint tip. But, oh, my God, it writes so amazing. And they come in blue, black, and red, like old school. But I love
smooth
it.
Smooth like
so
butter,
smooth. Oh, my God, smooth like butter. So smooth. And when I tell you, I love writing with them, and they're so inexpensive. You're like a box of a million for a dollar. You know, it's like, they're so inexpensive.
Oh, yeah. I need you to tell me those because I love a good pen. And when school starts, I always try to give my staff pens because, you know, we lose them so often.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely love staff pens.
Yeah.
Another good pen.
But those Pentel RSVP pens.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the bomb right there.
Yeah. To die for.
Mm-hmm.
So, happy mail-wise, I got a big order from, I guess it's not too big. Some of y'all are getting huge orders, but it was big for me. I got a big order from Tawana Simone, and it was my first time ordering, and I absolutely loved it.
Oh.
The colors are so bright and so vivid, so if anybody wants to check that out, they are more than welcome to. I also had a really cute, I told you I had a lot of happy mail from Plan Your Spoons. So I finally said I'm going to use the Pride Weekly kit this week. And I posted a cute little picture. And again, the colors, oh my God. I'm really loving these bright colors for the summer because, you know, lately all the people I've been shopping from have been giving these really muted olive greens and blush pinks and tans and browns. And so
mm-hmm.
it's really good to have some good color. And I'm not even mad at the pink, right? Because it's a pop of pink. And it's not like that, you know, baby blush, muted pink. And I've been really enjoying it.
Well, good.
Yeah. It's a lot of sales going on, too. The Honeybee Shop has a sale going on right now.
Yeah.
Who else? I'm not telling you to do it with no hands.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, as much as I would love, I can't.
Well, some of her dolls do have hands.
Well, it's not even about the hands at this point for me. It's just always, it's like spooky year-round. And
oh. Okay.
I mean,
so,
I'm sorry.
You
that's
channeling your inner goth girl?
No. Not all year, no.
Okay. My son always makes the joke, I went through my emo phase once. I'm like, boy, you 12. You ain't got emo.
Yeah. I went through it once.
Boy, shut up. But, yes, he has a sale. And somebody else just posted about a sale coming on, I think in July maybe. What was that?
Okay. Oh.
List of shops.
Yeah. Hold on, I know what it is. It is the pink planner sale.
Yeah.
The one that's July 8th through 10th.
Okay.
And it has like a list of different shops that participate in that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I have to definitely look
cool.
at some shots and shops shots, and fill up my carts and see how I feel on that day.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
They filling it up and be like, eh, never mind.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've done it a couple times.
Excuse me, sorry, that was rude.
I'm like, what? Okay, so, you know, I always come with a good this or that, right?
Yeah, ready?
So here we go. This or that. What color foil do you like? I guess it's not just this or that, but pick your foil.
Rose gold.
Is it because it's pinky?
Probably. I don't know why, but I know when there's a choice and there's like gold, silver, rose gold, I'm like, I'll take the rose gold. Thanks.
Okay.
Gold is my last choice. After that, it would be silver. After rose gold, it would be silver.
Okay. But not the hollow foil, not the green foil, the blue foil.
No. Not hollow, I could do. But no. I don't want just specifically green. I mean, unless it was like for St. Patrick's Day, you know, or something. But
okay.
No, just to have, no. Sorry.
Okay. I have, I don't think I have a preference with foil. I've seen Simply Gilded have this like copperish kind of color, like a bronzy color. And
mm-hmm.
I thought that was really cute. I love all the foils, really. Like, I haven't quite gotten to the point where I intentionally mix the foils in my spreads,
mm-hmm.
but I do like all of them. Like, I can just pick one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, like, my planner pen, and, like, if it's a Villa Beautiful pen, a cute pen, I do think it should kind of match with the planner, even if I don't.
Even if you what? I'm losing you.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go.
So, anyway, it wasn't important. I was just talking about my preference of foils.
Yeah, no, I heard that. So, that's good.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of foils, though. I do have the ones that I got from Plant Impressions, I believe.
Oh, the foil washi?
No, not just washi. It was like the days of the week, and
oh,
it was
yeah,
week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, I found
yeah.
all those kits and finally found a book to put them in.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I'll probably take that like as a to-go thing, because that means it doesn't have to be like perfect, and I'll have a sticker book with it, and I can just really use whatever I want because it has all the literally all
yeah.
the colors.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is a good idea to go.
Yeah. It's summertime. And the living is easy, so I'm not trying to make anything difficult.
Well, I know that's right.
Do you have a plan for Juneteenth? Do you have, or Father's Day, do you plan on, you know, having a cookout? Inviting friends over. How about everybody?
For Father's Day, right? That's next Sunday, yeah. So it's going to be like, we plan on doing something for Father's Day, not specifically Juneteenth, but Father's Day. But I have to take a flight that night at like 9 o'clock, so whatever we do will be cut kind of short.
Where you going?
Back to Dallas.
Oh, back to work.
Yeah, for work.
They're trying to make you make all the money, honey.
No, like I tell everybody, I'm on a fixed income. The salary stays the same no matter what you do. But yeah, so yeah, I'll be doing that. But yeah, that's it. What about y'all?
You know, I'm kind of living it day by day, you know. A friend is having a graduation party that weekend for her son graduating from high school. Shout out to DJ. Congratulations. But other than that, I think that is it, really. you know, we're kind of low-key over here.
Yeah.
Like you said, the boy is going to come down for food.
Yeah, I know. Didn't even know the boy was, I thought he was a figment of your imagination at one point.
Wait, question. How are you doing on your challenges for June?
Which challenges?
For the walking.
Well, I was in the airport yesterday, so I got 7,500 steps, something like that.
Ooh, yeah.
My goal is 10,000 a day, but look, y'all getting 7,000. That's good. I mean, I'm getting steps every day. The thing is, they're not all linking, and I don't know how to add them because I can't, like on my phone and my watch, they'll link, but that app that we were using is not linked to my watch, and my phone only catches the steps when I have the phone in my hand. So,
yeah.
So I was like, people think I'm lazy. I know it, but and other than that, I mean, I'm drinking a crap ton of water, mostly because it's so hot. But so that challenge is going pretty well. I'm getting my water in.
Taste the patty.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have been drinking a lot of water. I don't know. I haven't used the app, but I have been using my Fitbit. I don't know if you guys know about Fitbit being recalled.
No, why would it happen?
Some of the Fitbits were recalled because you can burn, it'll burn your wrist. And
oh,
before they were recalled, I kept going, man, this thing's leaving a mark on me. But it's not like under the part where you put it on your skin and the, like, the light and the sensors and all that. It's not that part. It's like a part of the band that's right by it. So I take it off every couple of days. Because I have a dark mind.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And so then last week I switched it over to the other wrist. So now I'm kind of like, let me take a break. So I'll charge it tonight and put it back on tomorrow. But I did really well last week. Like, I mean, but my goal isn't as high as yours. I think my goal might be, excuse me, y'all. My goal might be 5,000.
Well, my goal is aspirational. You know, I ain't hitting it every day. If I hadn't been in a airport, that wouldn't have been, you know, wouldn't have
been. It would have been closed, right?
No, especially on a Saturday.
Yeah. My weekend times are terrible. I mean, steps are terrible.
Oh,
you got 300 steps today.
Yeah, that was only because you went to the kitchen and the bathroom.
Food and that's it.
Okay, let me just hop back real quick to your Fitbit thing. Now, do people now see how dangerous it is to be healthy?
Now, all because I'm trying to be healthy, I got 2 burn spots on both my wrists.
Yeah, so there you go. You suffer from something else now. You
yeah.
see what I mean? This is too much.
Bad
it's too much.
Bad
yes. All because you're trying to be healthy. That ain't right.
That ain't right.
So, you know, I know we talk about other things when we plan it. You know, sometimes you and I, when it's just you and I.
Absolutely.
But I think we should, I got something that's just been bothering me. That I wanted to talk about, and it has nothing to do with planning at all. So, y'all, please just bear with me. I'm going to just digress here for a minute. Oh, but if anybody wants to call in, the number is 515-602-9680. So I'm about to talk to y'all about one of my friends and then follow it up with something I saw on the Internet. So I was talking to one of my girlfriends, and she has this issue with her. This is about relationships. With her boyfriend, man, whatever he is to her. So I said to her, I said, do you really have an issue with it, or is it because of what you assume other people are going to say and think. And she, you know, she was hell-bent. No, no, it's really how I feel. I said, okay, well, if it's how you feel, do you need to talk to him about it or whatever? And it was something really, really minor and minute. But it really, I honestly do not think that it bothers her. I think it's one of her family members who has said something to her about it. So this is my issue with this whole thing, with what I'm talking about, which I'm talking in circles about it. But why do we, and men do it too, allow other people to determine how we feel? Because, oh, the person is heavier than what I'm used to. The person is shorter than what people are used to seeing me with, or whatever the case may be. So what? If you're happy, who really cares? So I was looking at this thing on Facebook today, and this girl had posted, I guess it was a TikTok, about her man boiling seafood for her in the hotel room or whatever. And it was in like one of those, what is it, like 10 by 10 fryers, electric skillets or whatever. But anyway, he had the water to season the whole nine yards. And I don't know if it was a motel room, hotel room, whatever. But she clearly was happy about it, right? She's posting about it, showed the video of him doing it all. Why does everybody else feel like they need to now chime in and tell her how he don't love her enough, or he's a bum, or whatever the situation is? You know, you don't know the people's situation, and that's what causes people to start to feel that way because of outside entities. And that really, really bothers me that people do that, because who really cares? Besides the person who's in a relationship, that should be that all that matters. I also know that youth and immaturity plays a lot into that. But some of these women are old as me, and there's no youth involved in that. But immaturity could be. Also, I noticed a lot of people that always got something to say, they single anyway. So.
Okay.
That has something to do with it, too. Either that they the single or just very superficial. So what they really have, if they're in a relationship, sometimes isn't real anyway. But anyway, thank y'all for listening, because I had to get that off my chest. It has been bothering me. So anyway, I don't care what people think myself.
So he was boiling her.
You're back on it.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out what's the problem. Like, I just don't,
oh.
Maybe I'm not understanding. Maybe I missed something.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought, too. But, no, yeah, he was boiling crawfish and crab legs in this little, you know, pot thing or whatever. And my thing, too, was, well, you know, what's their living situation? You know, are they living in that hotel room? Because they're like, oh, he couldn't do that at the house? Oh, maybe not, you know?
Right, right.
Maybe that wasn't an option, because maybe that is their home. And going to Red Lobster, which I don't know why people think that's the end-all, be-all. I'm probably more offended if you take me there. I'd rather you boil a food for me in a hotel room. But, you know, I don't know.
I've been in the seat since I was in the seventh grade.
Thank you. But there's so many people that are like, oh, my God, he took me to Red Lobster. I was like, okay. They just took me to Popeye's, if that was the case. But anyway, I don't know. It's just one of those things that really, really got under my skin. Because if a person is really feeling high on someone, everybody doesn't have the capacity to say, oh, I don't care what other people have to say, to hell with them or whatever. They'll like start saying, oh, well, maybe I really just shouldn't be with him because of their immaturity or not knowing or whatever. But, again, that's not going to ever be an issue for me. But it bothers me that goes on, I guess.
You know, I always used to ask Bay, you know, what did your friends say? You know, because there's a significant amount of ages between the two of us. And I know that her friends were probably like, what the fuck is you doing with this young girl? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so while I try to not care and to be nonchalant and stuff like that, it happens and it hurts and, you know, you do wonder. But I do think, like you, like, after a while, I don't have the energy to care about your stuff. Hell, I can barely care about my stuff relationship-wise and work-wise and kid-wise and, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I agree with you. I guess I would have to see it. Well, did the food at least look good?
I mean, it looked fine to me for homemade, you know, boiled.
Boil in the bag.
For what they had. You know, for the utensils he had. You know, it's like he thought enough of her. Maybe it's something that she liked. I mean, I don't know what the reason is.
And why he used the boil in the bag. You just know he boiled it and it's in the bag.
Yeah, I mean, but he, it was, yeah, I don't know. I'm just so, that annoys me. Like so many other things, but.
Right.
I'll just, shut up.
What don't annoy you?
I don't know. That's not an easy question.
Right. I'm just gonna go on a limb here and say me. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Oh yeah, yeah. You don't annoy me. You don't annoy me.
Even though
please,
I know my
name. Yeah, well
look, I heard that.
That's me too with myself. I annoy me. I do. I can admit it, honey.
Yeah, man, I've actually been getting sleep this week, and I haven't been annoying myself as much.
Well, that's good. That's a terrible thing. But you know what? You know, it is a thing, though, when you can't annoy yourself.
Yeah.
People are like, how do you get on your own nerves? Oh, it's easy.
Okay.
I do.
Have you heard these conversations I be having in there?
Exactly. In your own head, yes.
Making up shit, arguing with people who don't exist yet. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I can do it all.
Yeah, it's very easy.
Is there anything going on in these planet streets that I need to know about?
Not that I know of. I know people still trying to figure out what's going on with the look. Retreat, but I just told them, hey, it's not happening, I guess. Or it didn't happen. I think she was just saying how she got to pay back the money. But, no, I think that's all that's going on. I mean, it's not really anything going on. I haven't heard her say anything about it. But
I've really been, you know, on the lookout for what we have called it. What, Chateau Hell Now?
Yeah, Chateau Hell Now. Oh, to see, yeah, because you know how people go back and tell her, baby.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
They tell her everything.
Yeah. And, again, not wishing bad on anyone, but just curious to know.
Yeah.
What happened there. And,
yeah, I'm really not sure.
Okay. So, any more talks of planner conventions that are coming up that are, you know, just, oh, wait, don't you have a planner thing coming up in the weekend?
This weekend?
It's not this weekend? The one
I don't think
the retreat.
Oh, no, and that's just a crafting. It's in August.
Oh, it's not planning. It's just crafting.
Yeah, all different kinds of crafting. As a matter of fact, a lot of them didn't even know what planning was when I told them.
You laugh. Wow.
Yeah, they didn't know.
Okay.
Which, you know, I mean, it makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
That people wouldn't know. Yeah, you don't know. Like, I didn't know it was a thing. I knew what a planner was. You know, I always had a planner, even from a child. But I didn't know, like, there was this whole
community. Right?
Community. Yeah.
That's kind of how I was. When I was, like, in awe when I found it. Like, it's people who are weird like me.
Yeah, that's us, the weirdos.
Yeah. You know, the most organized weirdos you'll ever meet, but.
Yeah, but weird nonetheless.
Man, at work, they're always like, I'm going to get you a planner. I'm like, please don't. I have so many.
Yeah. Like, where have you people been?
Right. You can buy me some stickers for them. I would. But don't buy me no things.
Yeah, it's like, oh, how about I show you what it is that I need?
Right. Okay, perfect. And I have turned some people on to planning just by them listening to the podcast and, you know.
Oh, that's good.
Stuff. Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. I would love to. You know, people get paid to be planner consultants. Did you know that?
Yes, girl. I'm just not going to mention the name of the company, but there's one company that they charge like $75.
You lying?
No, and it's a well known one, so that's why I'm not going to mention it because I don't want nobody coming back saying that I'm what they say. Hey. I'm hating. I'm gonna pay somebody to tell me where to place these sheets in this book. Girl, I'm going to pay them. I'm going to place them well. I feel like they're going, and I'll move them if I need to.
You know what? No, I was just talking to Brittany about being able to move things in your planner and things not being stationary. And I find that even though I really enjoy moving things around, it makes it a lot less difficult when I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not changing. Like, I don't feel the desire to change as much when I know I cannot. Like, oh, that page is just there. Let me just stick a tab on it.
Yeah.
Well, I have been loving all these tabs that I've been putting on this thing.
Oh, you have?
I have. Like, I mean, they don't say anything, which is kind of dumb, but... But I do like having all the tabs at the side. And, you know, chunking up. Not as chunky as a lot of people's because I don't tape a lot of inserts in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably could, but I'm just like, why am I going to cut it? Well, there ain't. You know, so every now and then I will. If I had some really cute gay-ass vellum, I would probably, or, you know, acetate, I would probably make me a cute little thing here, but I don't yet.
Well, I gotta cut this. I'm not liking the way this week is shaping up in my spread.
No.
Mm-mm.
Even though it's so good lately.
Yeah.
I am, you know, just laying washi down and only laying it down because, like I said, I'm starting with like a blank template and I really kind of want to frame the page. And I got this kit, so I'm going to try and use it so that it'll, you know, I don't know, flow. But I'm trying something new. I do like to do that. I do like trying new things.
No, that's good.
And I'm going to use a water tracker that I never, ever use.
Oh.
So let me
How much water are you trying to drink?
You know, I just drink about a gallon.
A day?
Yeah.
Girl, you're going to drown yourself. I drink a lot too, but I drink mine in the, what size bottle is this, 16-ounce bottle?
Yeah. So that's how I taper it off, right? That's how I know kind of what I'm drinking. But, okay, two things.
Yeah.
First thing is, did you know that they say that you're supposed to drink half your body weight in water?
Yeah.
Ma'am.
I know.
Do you know I would die really? Who about to drink all the ounces of water? Okay, start there. Second thing is, once I went to this planner meetup, it was my very, very first planner meetup with friends, like to meet and plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we played like planner bingo.
Mm-hmm.
I might have said, who has a water tracker? And when I tell you, everybody in the room was kind of like, nobody had one.
Really?
At all.
Wow.
Nobody. So, that was definitely.
Well, that's interesting.
Mind blowing, right?
Yeah, because usually everybody have one.
Not us. We're some heathen. Heathen life. You hear me?
No.
Heathen.
I think I don't like these flowers that I chose for this layout. It looks more fall. But you know what? It just don't have to work. I was trying to do the rainbow theme, and I forgot about that, too. Not that I forgot about it, but I forgot about it while I was playing in.
I just noticed that I don't have any days of the week.
So, now what am I going to do? What y'all watching, basketball over there?
I don't know. No, she's probably watching something on a tiny house. Is it too loud? I can move.
It ain't too loud for me. I don't think I have to.
No, I just know that sometimes, you know, stuff goes up and down.
Yeah, no, I know. Depending on what it is or what
you
know.
Yeah. Why are you that loud for no reason?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Tuesday is a great day to be gay. What do you think?
Tuesday?
Yeah.
Well, I guess any day is a good day to be gay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why you need a specific day.
Oh, because I'm laying my stickers down.
Oh. Oh, and it says today's a good day to be gay?
It's a great day to be gay.
Oh, where'd you get that?
Oh, like I said, playing your spoon. Use the account. I mean, use Erica 20 for a good little sweet discount.
Okay. Look at that. See? You had an opportunity to give a little shout out.
Oh, yeah. And it's so lovely. I have to go look on my Instagram to take a look at it. But it's like, wow. It's extra gay. It's like,
yeah. Not just gay. It's gay.
Not just extra gay. It's extra gay. You know how some people have the like, oh, that has a little hint of being a reader kid, you know, and it's like, no.
I know.
It's like, no, this is extra. Extra, read all about it.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to just lay these down and hope for the best. But
I'm sure it's going to be fine.
It's no hands to do.
You do a phenomenal job.
No, I don't. What?
You do.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's good for me.
What?
No, as I was saying, it's good for me, you know.
Right.
For me, I'm fine with it. I don't really.
And, you know, that goes back to what you were saying the other day about
Not giving a shit what people think.
Yeah, and you know how people are so easily influenced, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it really doesn't have to be that way. Like, people should be able to enjoy what they enjoy the way they enjoy it.
Yeah, it's your planner.
Exactly. And so many times planners don't want to put the sticker down, don't want to use a sticker kit because they might mess it up or they might do this and they might do that. And, you know, it's not quite that good.
Yeah, and that's kind of what it's all about.
Yeah. About us using what we want to use, what your plan to look like is between, really. And the only reason people care is because they're posting it on social media for people to like it and shit. Like, I like my stuff.
Yeah, and I try to get better about that. I gotta get better about posting.
Oh yeah, I gave you a challenge last week.
You did. I failed. I did. I failed.
Oh no, not failed.
But I wrote in it, so I mean that was half the challenge, okay. Writing in it. So yeah,
wow.
I'm just gonna have to do.
We'll just try it again.
Yeah, we'll try it again, and I'll get there. And I'm trying. I swear to God, if this had been a year ago, it'd have been perfect because my work life was, you know, I didn't have a lot going on, and now I do. So.
More going on
than I care to talk about, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot, but I'm dealing with it, so I'll get there. At least I have a job, thank God, so.
Hallelujah.
And I do enjoy, I love my job. Just right now, it's in my way.
Okay, right now it's got me working, and who does that?
Yeah. So, we only have a few minutes left.
Really?
Yeah, 13. I can't believe it. And we've just been talking about.
Yeah.
And we've just been talking about nothing. But it's good to catch up like that, because you get so caught up in the points that we want to make sure we hit.
Exactly.
And today we hit where we really wanted to, because it was basically what is it that you want to be doing and you haven't done and you need to reflect and refocus. Which,
right.
I mean, you know, you think about it, June is the midway point for this, taking this back to the workplace, for us at work, right, to reevaluate your goals. You have your goals that you laid out in the beginning of the year. Now, if I can do that for my job, then why can't I do that for myself, you know, for my personal stuff? And that's what made me start to think about it, just from getting really frustrated at work one day. And I was like, see, I'm worrying about all my goals here. What about my goals in my own life, you know?
Well, I will definitely take a picture of my written goals and post them, because I did have a page. That's how I started off June. And I definitely agree that you should definitely check your goals. I used to have a mid-month check-in with my nieces, and we would go through our goals, you know, mid-month to discuss what, you know, how did we think we did, what could we have done better, you know,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. And I really enjoyed it. So I will make sure that, you know, I kind of send you some tips to get you back in the groove of things, yeah?
Yeah. This is, yeah. This is those little things.
Yeah, yeah. Also, for each month, I do the goals. So you say June is the midway point, whereas I would say July is the midway point. But I guess both is correct and neither is wrong.
Well, yeah, because now that's why I said we're halfway of the month, that's halfway of the year. Well, because June is the 6th month and July is the 7th month. By the time you get to July, you should already be starting on the second half. That's why I said that. So that's why I did it like that.
Right, right. Yeah.
So, yeah, they're both right. There's no right or wrong. Just, hey, when you have time, figure it out, regroup.
Right. You got these 2 months to get it together, and then that's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But make sure you're getting your self-care in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to do some self-care. You know what I did for self-care? I went and got my hair.
Oh, look at you.
I needed to do that, and I did it, and I feel better, better, better.
Yeah. Well, good. Good. That's important.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I do my, normally my Saturday bubble bath, but I was flying a friendly Scottish last night, so I couldn't do it. So I'm going to do it tonight. I do my bubble bath and my face mask and all that, and I watch a show while I sit in the bubble bath. That way I know that I've been there for at least an hour. Yeah. So I do that, and then, you know, kind of just chill out for a minute. And then I'll go get my hair done. So not the same day, but I'm just saying usually once a week. So I will say this. When it comes to self-care, I love me some Leslie, some Coco, okay? So I do take time out for myself. Sometimes I do notice that I get off, and then I get off the path of doing it, or I'll be like, oh, I didn't schedule my appointment for my hair, or like right now my nails need to be done. But I do shop a lot, too, for myself, so that could be considered self-care.
Right.
I do have this book, and I don't even know if Happy Planner makes it anymore, but I'm just going through it now. I've had it for I don't know how long, and when I bought it, it was reduced to $5. Maybe I bought it not long ago, but at any rate, it's a mood tracking book, and I honestly like it. Just now I'm flipping through it looking for something else, and I see it, and I think this is something that I need, which is probably why I bought it, because I know that I have a lot of mood swings, especially lately, just some different things in my personal life. But I think this would be good for me to keep a track of these things. So when you plan to have an argument with someone, you can say, look, you know where I'm going with this.
For 4 days.
Yeah, and you know that is why, you know, and then so you kind of put that on there, and then you let them know, hey, you can see it. Here it is. I'm not making it up, because, you know, they always think you're making it up, your partners, you know. That was like, oh, my God, here you go. It's just so dramatic. And no, it's not, because I wrote it down.
Yeah, I have Today I Feel sticker, and it talks about joyful, productive, average, sick, tired, sad, lonely, angry, frustrated, and it's cute, but I don't have enough to put it in here for every day, you know?
Wait, where'd you get it?
Plan Your Spoon. So I think that I may be actually adding a whole full sheet of these to my cart, baby. These are cute.
Can you call me later and help me do my Plan Your Spoon order? Not that I need your help ordering, because clearly I'm a pro, but my first order there, because I want to see what you have.
Yes, I would love to. I would love to.
Yeah. I want to see what you have, because every time I hear you talk about it, and maybe it's just that I'm not familiar with navigating the site, so this may help me even looking for things, because it's always something that I need.
It is, and that's what's so awesome. And it's such a, I don't know, I want to say a little-known shop, but I guess it's not little-known, just little-known to fucking me, you know?
Yeah, and to me, yeah. Yeah, because she seems to have a great following.
She does, and she, like I said, she was really a gem to get me those scleroderma stickers made, and good news, the kits for my sister, including the patch and the scleroderma thing, will be going out soon. And I'll put you one out. I won't put your patch in there, because you might be like, who is this lady? I don't like her. I don't want her looking at me on my arm. But I'll send you.
Oh, no. I won't. Yeah.
I'll send you the rest of it. And it'll be really cute. And, wait, one more thing. Last thing. I saw somebody else with the denim planner from Print Pressions. You know that my little Inkling design planner is in. And she had put so many, like, patches on it, and it's so cute. And I'm putting patches on my denim cover. The end. It's got to happen. It's got to happen.
Oh, well, I would like – I have a denim planner cover that I don't use. But, yeah, I would like that.
Yeah, so I'm going to send this over to a house called Hue, H-U-E,
and we are going to order us some patches.
Oh, okay. I remember you saying, yeah, yeah. I need some patches. Yeah, let me know. I want to do that.
Yeah. So that'll be good. I think we only have about 2 minutes left.
Four.
Oh, four. Ooh, good time.
Look at that. Yeah, because you never know what you could do with those 4 minutes.
Oh, I know, I know. I think I will put out our email address one more time. The email address, we haven't gotten any, you know, fan letters, fan emails. Only thing I got recently was, let me read it verbatim so I don't make a. Okay, it was, I'm about to take that leap, y'all. Hobonichi is calling my name. So,
oh, shoot.
Somebody about to get them a Hobonichi up in the air, and I'm really excited about it. I've never used a Hobonichi, but a friend has been sending me videos, and I've been watching, and I love how cute they are. I love the, you know, the paper, but it's kind of like this allergy paper, I think, so it wouldn't be good for my heart right now, but I like it.
Okay. So I think I have one of those.
You may.
So it's like a week's or something?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't use it clearly because I bought that because I wanted the modem planner cover that it looks like a wallet, you know, like a long wallet like the Hobo Weeks.
Yeah.
I loved it and I wanted it, so I got it. Somebody got it for me for my birthday, my kids or something last year, or Mother's Day or something. I don't know. Anyway, so I bought that book also, but I've never used it. And I don't even know where it is. No,
I was just about to say, where is it?
I don't know. I think the planner cover is in here. Well, you know, we're in my house, I got some of my things are misplaced right now in my home. So
that's in my life. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, don't forget to reach out to us at what is it? RealTalkWithRiRi@gmail.com. That is RealTalkWithRiRi RiRi@gmail.com. To make sure that you can just send us anything, even if it's just to say hi and hear your name. You know, that always makes me feel special.
Yeah, it is. And I'm going to do my post this week, okay?
Okay, I'm going to hold you to it. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to come listen, y'all. We got good stuff. I'm really excited about all the things that's coming up for the summer. And until next week, what?
A TikTok page. I think we're going to do a TikTok page. That's what I want to tell everyone, because I think that will reach more people. And that's what we are really wanting to do, just want people to have. We want to be the only people that people plan with every week or listen to when they want inspiration or need inspiration. So
absolutely.
I think that will be what we do next. All right.
Everybody needs a friend.
Yeah.
Remember, peace is only a problem when your brand is beef. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.